KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 22 degrees in the Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today, a slight chance of snow mainly after 5 p.m. Little or no snow accumulation is expected during the day. We look for a high near 40. Bad stuff comes later on tonight. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources say a man was injured Sunday afternoon during an accidental shooting in Guthrie County. 33-year-old Jeremy Cooper of Bagley was injured at around 1 p.m. while target shooting at the Bays Branch shooting range near Panora. Authorities say Cooper was target practicing with his 17-caliber rifle when the wind blew his paper target off the stand at the 50-yard berm. He left his gun propped up on some sandbags on the shooting bench and walked down to fix the target. While he was trying to rehang his target, the gun fell off the sandbags and fired, with a bullet hitting the man's left arm, passing through and also hitting him in his upper torso. Cooper was transported by ambulance to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines, where he was treated for a non-life-threatening injury, and injuries, I should say. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report a Bellevue man was arrested early this morning in Villisca. 19-year-old Preston Gage Struckmeyer was taken into custody at around 3 a.m. on a valid Fremont County bench warrant for a probation violation. Struckmeyer was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,500 bond. The Creston Police Department says a resident in the 300 block of North Sycamore Street reported Saturday that someone stole albuterol sulfate out of his kitchen cabinet. The inhalation aerosol is typically used to treat wheezing and shortness of breath caused by breathing problems such as asthma. The loss estimated at $35. And late Sunday night, 37-year-old Ryan Ray Reinhart of Creston was issued a criminal citation for theft in the fifth degree. Reinhart was released on a promise to appear later in court. A pickup truck being pursued by a Shelby County Sheriff's deputy crashed Saturday night, injuring two young men. Dispatch reports during the chase indicated the pickup had reached speeds of up to 100 miles per hour, but for the last few miles was about 75 to 80 miles per hour on the gravel. The Iowa State Patrol reports 18-year-old Justin Dickinson of Harlan was the driver of a 1994 Dodge pickup that went out of control and rolled over south of Jacksonville at around 8:45 p.m. Saturday. The pickup, which was traveling northbound at a high rate of speed during the pursuit, entered the west ditch at the intersection of Shelby County Road M56 and Highway 44. The vehicle hit an embankment before rolling over and coming to rest on its wheels. Dickinson and his passenger, 17-year-old Nicholas Hainer of Council Bluffs, both of whom were wearing seatbelts, were injured during the crash and transported to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan by a medevac ambulance. While dispatch reports at the time of the crash said one of the males was critically injured and was to be flown by helicopter to a trauma center, neither the State Patrol or the Shelby County Sheriff's Office could confirm that information. Harlan Fire and Rescue and deputies of the Shelby County Sheriff's Office assisted the patrol at the crash scene. Another separate accident happened minutes later about 2 miles north of Harlan on Linden Road Saturday, where a vehicle went into a ditch. There were no injuries associated with that accident. No other details currently available. A traffic stop Saturday for a simple equipment violation in Fremont County resulted in one person being arrested on drug charges. The Sheriff's Office says after the Fremont County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit stopped a 2006 Dodge Stratus near the intersection with Mantee Road and Airport Road near Shenandoah, a narcotics K-9 was deployed and alerted to the presence of a controlled substance in the vehicle. A passenger in the vehicle, 39-year-old Nikki Garner of Shenandoah, was arrested and transported to the Fremont County Jail. Upon arrival at the jail, it was discovered that Garner was concealing controlled substances inside of a body cavity, and she attempted to destroy the evidence at the jail. She was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of contraband in a correctional institution, interference with official acts, 3 counts of unlawful possession of a prescription drug, and 2 counts of possession of a Schedule 4 controlled substance. Garner was being held on $11,300 bond. The Shenandoah Police Department assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office in conducting that traffic stop and arrest. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Chester Chet Christensen, age 87, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Chet Christensen will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Phyllis Schwab, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Brayton, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Phyllis Schwab will be today at 2 o'clock at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Louis Anthony Hall, age 88, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. A mass of Christian burial for Louis Hall will be on Friday at 10:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Mary Ann Kinkle, age 92, of Defiance, died Saturday at her home. A massive Christian burial for Mary Ann Kinkle will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Maureen Vorm, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Lorraine Vorm will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.